The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Okay, friends, again, for those that are just joining us, just giving you a little headline news across the country, just want to reiterate the fact that the Lord said that he would destroy or turn that nation into hell that forgets him, and here we are, and people are trying to figure out why we are where we're at today. I mean, friends, we can sit here and magnify the crimes of what's going on against us, namely against we the people by a small minority of corruption, and namely within government today, and the church, by the way. It's not just the government, it's the church as well. It's the leaving of Herod as well as the leaving of the Pharisees. But when we go and look at what's going on across our country, I'm just going to give you a couple headline news just updated here, okay? Christianity in Iraq is being wiped out. Let me just reiterate something. Christianity will never be wiped out. The seed of the righteous is forever. 6,000 years later, here we are. We're not going anywhere. We're just not. God is not going to leave himself without witness, even if it's just one guy making a boat, right? Real Christians understand, by the way, that judgment floats our boat. And by the way, Noah understood that. Talking about headline news really quick, GOP is more conservative because of the Tea Party. Again, talked about that earlier. I can hear music in the background, Chase. Is something going on there? Talking about headline news, friends, what's going on in this country? Why are we at where we're at today? What could be the reason? Well, the people have departed from a living God. That's why. We've talked about our foundation so often here, friends, that, well, we've just taken another direction, another branch off the tree of who we are. And that tree is going nowhere, friends, that tree of righteousness. Fox News host slammed headline news. Could you ever dare to get in a real debate? Of course. By the way, for those that think Fox News are the answer, you got another thing coming, friends. Here's what happened after an Ohio sheriff sent a bill to the Mexican president for the illegals in his jail. Headline news. We go on and on and on and on. Is White House worried GOP may try this? Folks, I mean, look at this. This is the conservatives' website, by the way. I mean, do they really mean it? You know, president might just be impeached this time. You know, yeah, we're having fun. You like that rhetorical thinking, friends? You like chasing your tail and never getting a hold of it? That's what these people mean to have you in such a position, because tomorrow they have a job, right? Again, instead of bringing about resolve, they just keep talking and talking and talking. And again, these are the people that I was exposing and identifying concerning the first hour. This is leadership across the boards.
And the thing is, too, as we talked about earlier in the week, too, is the leadership of this nation and people who are promoting a radical agenda, whether it be the homosexual agenda, the abortion agenda, whatever it may be, they're not taking time off to rest.
Nope.
We're going to be doing a letter coming out here pretty soon on the fact that, you know, during the summertime and these months of quote-unquote rest, and there's nothing wrong with taking a little bit of time to rejuvenate, but the bottom line is when you're in a war, a barracks is there for you to come back, rest a little bit, get geared up to not sit there and stay there, but to go back out to the battle again.
Do you guard your house every day?
Of course.
Are you diligent about making sure the doors are locked, so on and so
always
forth?
Always.
And you're taking care of your family,
yep,
overlooking the kids. Well, that's how we're supposed to look.
Our freedoms all the time.
That's exactly right.
And, you know,
it's not like, you know, we can just take a break from them one day and say, oh, they're going to be there tomorrow. That's not true, friends.
And if you look at these wicked agendas and these you know, if you look at recently what Obama did with his executive order, you know, in response to the Hobby Lobby decision by the Supreme Court, basically he's defined the Constitution, which gives only Congress the authority to make laws, and he decreed that anyone who does business with the federal government must adopt written policies that specifically mandate special protections for sex, sexual, gender, gender identity, or national origin.
Who said this?
This is what Obama did in response to the Supreme Court Hobby Lobby decision.
Obama, whatever Obama says, it must be the law. Untrue, friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Untrue.
And he's basically mandating that, listen, if you want to do business with the government, if you're a quote-unquote Christian business, then you need to go with our standards. Otherwise, you can forget about it. Without exemption, Obama's ordering Christians to embrace sin and forfeit their faith convictions if they want to have the same business opportunities as non-Christians. My point in all this
he's out of the scope of authority right there,
that's
friend.
Right.
You need not submit to this garbage because it is null and void. It's unconstitutional. Looks like law, smells like law, but friends, it is not law. It's just that simple.
That's right. And the point of all this is evil never takes a day off, so neither should we. They're constantly assaulting our Christianity, our Christian principles, the founding forefathers, you name it. We have a job to do, and we have to make sure that even during these summer months, we don't let up what's going on. In fact, there was a study of cars and car accidents that took place, and what researchers found is that during the months where there's winter time and there's ice and slippery roads, people become less diligent about their driving.
Watchful, yeah.
Most accidents happen during the summer months when the roads aren't filled with ice because people, they get a little slack, they get a little loose, and they're not as cautious and careful. In fact, I've got a perfect analogy called the one-eyed doe that goes along just with this very thing. A doe blind in one eye was accustomed to graze as near to the edge of the cliff as she possibly could in the hope of securing her greater safety. She turned her sound eye toward the land that she might get the earliest tidings of the approach of a hunter or a hound. Her injured eye towards the sea from whence she entertained no anticipation of danger. Some boatmen sailing by saw her and, taking a successful aim, mortally wounded her. Yielding up her last breath, she gasped forth this lament. O wretched creature that I am to take such precaution against the land and, after all, to find the seashore to which I had come for safety so much more perilous. The point is we got to keep both eyes open. We can't put down our guard at any point in time because we have a job to do and because we see that evil always is promoting and assaulting and pushing forward their agenda, and that's what's important here with us at the Sons of Liberty.
Just to prove the point, Dem Rep Letcher's colleagues, you don't have a right to know everything government does. Folks, you are the government. Did you write that? Dem Rep, talking about headline news, friends, Letcher's colleagues, you don't have a right to know everything government does.
It's interesting.
Well, what would you be hiding from the people that you work for?
That's exactly what I thought. What would you be doing behind our backs that you don't want us to know?
Headline news, Obama's new plan. By the way, these are conservative outlets, friends. Magnifying the crimes, not the laws, against their crimes. Obama's new plan, protect 5 million illegals. What's wrong with America, friends? I can go on and on and on and on and on. This is ridiculous. I mean, again, this is headline news. If you ever want to get depressed, just go to a conservative outlet, friends. You want to talk about negativity to no end? It's sick. So what I want to do when we come back is I want to get off that little path. Wasn't it Jesus that said, let the blind lead the blind because they're all going to end up in a ditch? And let me tell you what, friends, in a ditch they are. So let's get out of that ditch and let's lay a foundation. Lord, again, put our feet upon the rock and establish our goings. Let's do that right after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Well, America, it seems that there are those that were just voted in by you that don't seem to understand what no to corruption means. And in the meantime, there are those of you that get excited over a bunch of grown men eating each other over a ping pong. America, it's time to speak the truth to power. And for them that know not, it is you who holds the power. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Forget it not.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to our Twitter account, friends, Bradley Dean 1, double E. Don't forget, double E, friends.
And check out the Watch Live live stream. They're missing a lot of air drumming today and antics that I think they would
definitely... Am I doing that?
Yeah, you've been air drumming a little bit today.
Is that,
like bobbing your head.
Well, that's what drummers do, I guess.
Oh, that's why they got to watch.
We used to play, as a matter of fact, when we tour across the country, we used to have people that would come in and the clubs, and they would sit there and air drum, and I just thought that was pretty much the most bizarre thing ever. It's like, okay, dude.
It's they'd the wannabe drummers.
Yeah. I just naturally do it. It's instinctively done on my behalf.
Instinctive drummer.
Yes.
So if you'd like to see the air drumming, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Click on
the watch button. You are missing it all.
Wow.
Yes.
Like I said, friends, bring the crackers. Stephanie will bring the cheese.
That's right.
Okay, friends, let's get to this. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Is that what's going on? Absolutely. Oklahoma became a state in 1907. Its state constitution was 115 pages. The founders' state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages. Okay? And we... equated that with what we see today. We see the thousands and thousands of policies that are thrown down on the American people to enslave them on a weekly basis. And we also understand, friends, and if you don't, you're going to right after I say this, you need to keep in mind that policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. And if you want to get rid of all those unlawful policies that this criminal administration are throwing down on you on a daily basis, just simply get back to God's Ten Commandments so you don't have to put up with man's 10,000 commandments. And that is a perfect analogy to liken or correlate that with this very analogy that I'm talking about, or liken unto it. Oklahoma became a state in 1907. Its state constitution was only 115 pages. The founder state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages. How much worse must they be now? In the thousands? You see what I'm saying? Interestingly enough, those that wanted to serve the people, I just thought I'd share that with you, those that wanted to serve the people, in Delaware, the constitutional requirements for men to serve the people in Delaware, it starts out, I do profess faith in God and the Father and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. In Pennsylvania, that constitutional requirement for men to serve in office was, I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. Massachusetts Constitution is along the same lines. If you go over to North Carolina, you can see that the Constitution and the constitutional requirements to serve we the people in that state goes as follows. No person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department. What's also interesting to note, friends, is if you listen to what I just got done stating right here, the constitutional requirements in North Carolina's Constitution, listen carefully. No person who shall deny the being of God. No person, let me add, no person who shall deny the being of God. In other words, no person who denies the fact that we received our rights from our Creator or the truth of our Creator through Jesus Christ, His Son, or the divine authority, whether of the Old Testament or New Testaments, given by God to establish government, Exodus 18:21, shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state. If they don't do that, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within the state. In other words, you better do it God's way or no way. See, these are people back in the day that understood the biblical view of government, because when you look at a biblical view, how our founders established our government, we can see that the state is divinely ordained by God through the people. The state's authority is limited, okay? Not unlimited. A biblical view and an understanding of what our founders gave unto us, they understand, and I understand, that the biblical view of government, which our government has established, friends, that government leads to patriotism. Love of government, that institution that God ordained. Love of brothers and sisters. Not divide and conquer between the peoples and between the peoples and its governments. A biblical view of government is a result in a republic. Again, Article 4, Section 4. And the reason I reiterate that, friends, so often is because there's a lot of people out there that still believe that we're a democracy when, in fact, we're not a democracy. Another show. A biblical view of government is based on creation. And when we look at the Declaration of Independence, or if we go to that documentation that preceded the Declaration of Independence called the Mayflower Compact, it smacks of the pulpit big time. But if you have a pagan view of government, you believe that the state is divine, you receive your privileges from the state, you are misled. By the way, you probably believe that we're a democracy. You also believe that the state's authority is unlimited. You are wrong. Again, government works for we, the people. We do not work for them, the demigods. A pagan view of government leads to state worship. What are you seeing today? People actually believe that when the Supreme Court or a judge comes forth with a ruling contrary to law, that for some reason you're to obey it because the professed church is in line preaching from their pulpits, these hirelings and whores, that that's what you're supposed to do, Romans 13, because they fail to throw in the equation, scripture in context, namely Romans 12:21. That we're to throw off evil with that which is good. A pagan view of government is it results in tyranny. This is what you're seeing today. People believe for some reason whatever President Barack Hussein Obama does, for some reason it's law. No, it's not. No, it is not. He is violating law, which makes him the rebel to who we are as the people. And he does not have the right to overthrow that which hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give all of us. He does not have the privilege to desecrate their memories by stepping on and trampling on the blood that gave him the privilege to serve we the people in the first place. Now, if you're stupid enough to actually believe that, well, then this is the nation that you have so... Well, this is the nation that you, in essence, deserve. You haven't done your due diligence. You know nothing of who we are or how we're established. You agree with the atheists. You agree with the homosexuals. You agree that everybody has a right to do whatever they want to do. Hey, folks, no government in the world ordains, is ordained by the people. where the people have said to the government, you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Nowhere. When you see what's going on here, we can go back and understand why our forefathers, several of them, said either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no in between. Here's another argument. A little rabbit trail. People love to talk about free will. Where? Somebody show me in Scripture where there's free will. Show me concerning mankind. Here's free will to man, that he can do whatever he wants to do, and then he wonders why, on a daily basis, why he's enslaved by his own sins. Mm-hmm. You said it was free will to end up in prison. Do you have a free will to do what you want to do in natural law? Nor do you have the same right or the free will, as you might say, to do in the spiritual. Because when you violate law, namely God's government, in the spiritual, because the spiritual law is always perpetual, it's always at work. I got a question for you. How free are you when the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience? You can't avoid that. Free will.
Yeah, what did the Lord say in Deuteronomy? He said, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, therefore choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. That,
it's either
life,
freedom or slavery.
That's right. It's either life or death. It's
so where's free will?
No,
so where's free will?
You don't have a choice.
Who created free will? I'm not saying that God is making you do what he commands you to do, but he did give you the dispensation to actually love back on your creator because of what he's done through Jesus Christ, his son. But when we talk about free will, I'm just trying to figure out where those that are always decrying, well, we have a free will, what does their free will consist of? Warring against God's government. It kind of reminds me of the libertarians.
Yep.
You know, libertarians, they want their government the way they want it, but they don't want those laws
to
apply to themselves. That's what it means.
Yeah.
Libertarian means without the restraint of law.
I want to be able to do whatever I want to do, no matter what I want to do. That's not
freedom.
A
bunch of burnt hippies sitting around saying, oh, look at this guy, look at what he's doing. I'll tell you how it should be, Ron. Hey, you want a puff here, brother?
You know, it's funny you should mention that.
Can I hit off this bong?
Well, it's funny you should mention that because you were on a radio program actually just this past week, I believe it was, where you were talking to the guy, and the guy's, well, I don't think that anyone should tell me how fast I should drive.
Yes.
And it's like, what if everybody thought that way? There's laws put in place and signs for a reason.
I want to hit that, as a matter of fact, because it was a really good point. I was using the analogy of a cop pulling somebody over for violating the speed limit. And he said, I don't think we should have the cops telling us how fast we're going, as long as we're not hurting anybody else. Wouldn't that be considered anarchy?
Yeah, if you drive too fast, you're going to hurt somebody. If everybody thought that way and drove as fast as they want to, guess what?
I don't want anybody to rule my roost.
Exactly.
It's idolatry. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Like a chicken in here walking around. 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to weigh in at any time, you can. 1-866-233-0747. Steph, you were giving the little story that I had to tell after a radio show we did this last week, and this individual was just complaining up and down about what the government's doing wrong. And interestingly enough, I gave him the analogy. I said, well, you know, we've heard from the professed church today that we're not to judge, which is completely contrary to what the commandments of God are. And in righteousness, that means when you have pulled out the mote out of your own eye, then God gives you the right to go ahead and correct others. But you can't correct others until you first correct yourself, right? And interestingly enough, all of a sudden this guy goes on a rant, and I shared some of the stuff that I was sharing with you today. And he says, I agree with almost everything you're saying right now. And I said, cool, that's great. You know, it's not my opinion, it's the facts. And all of a sudden he said, you know, but I don't believe, giving the analogy of the cop, I said, when you get pulled over by the police officer for going 70 to 55 mile an hour zone, the first thing the cop does is point his finger at the law, shows you a violation of your law. But what you do is you rip the ticket up and throw it down at his feet and say, who are you to judge me, officer? Well, he comes back and he says, I don't believe the cops should tell me how fast I can go and how fast I can't go. Well, therein lies the problem right there. What's going on in your country today is the fact that you don't want anybody telling you what you're supposed to be doing. And I'm not talking about the government of man, friends. I'm talking about the government of God, because that's really what it comes down to. And I'll tell you what, when you look at the professed government of the church and the professed government of the government in America, you can see exactly what they have thrown off. God's government. There, again, is no, there's no way you can get around it. But he's eating the fruit of his own ways, and he's trying to figure out what the problem is.
Yeah, it makes no sense when you say, well, listen, freedom and liberty, just speaking of, you know, driving as fast as you can, let's just take it in the natural here for a second. Freedom and liberty is this. If you're driving down the road and the posted law says 55 miles per hour and that's where you're going is 55 miles per hour and you're staying within those lines, you have perfect liberty and freedom. 10,000 police right. officers can pass you by. You can wave. You can smile. You ever notice that people who are breaking the law, whenever the cop pulls up, they slow way down. Yeah. You see it all the time. And if the cop exits off the exit ramp, everyone goes right back to
scripture,
the speed they're at. When the, you know,
the scripture identifies that. Moreover, the law enters that
right.
the offense might abound, but where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. As long as you have that cruise control on, hey, listen, you're friends with the law. Grace, right?
Exactly.
And you magnify the law, and you agree with the cop that pulls over someone that's endangering other people's lives. So why doesn't it apply to you?
Yeah.
There's the problem.
Yeah, exactly. And the point is, liberty and freedom is when you're within the confines of the law, not breaking the law. That's when you're going
to
find
liberty is the right to do what the law permits, Charles D. Montesquieu said. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Now let's go over. Samuel Adams rightly talked about theocracy. He said that we were a theocracy. And I've heard people, namely the bloggers that come after me and say, well, Bradley, we're not a theocracy. Bradley, we're not a theocracy. We're not ruled by God. We're not ruled by... No, you're not. I can see that. I can see by the things that you advocate. I can see by your own lifestyle. I can see how your lifestyle contradicts every step of the Word of God. I totally understand where you're at. You hate God. I understand you hate His government. You love the freedom He gives, but you don't want to obey by the laws in which He gives. You're a hypocrite. You're divided. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. That's why you're unstable in every sense of the word. But going back to my point, I remember a guy said that to me, Bradley, we're not a theocracy. Well, then I said to him, you're complaining about government. Then I said, what are you complaining about?
That's right.
You're complaining about the government that lies. You said that's wrong. God said, thou shalt not lie, Exodus 20, the ninth commandment. You're complaining about how the government steals. Well, the Bible says in Exodus 20, thou shalt not steal, number 8. Well, what do you complain about? You're agreeing with what God is saying. I get it. Really, what it comes back to is this again. You want everybody else to obey the law that ensures your freedoms, but you don't want to obey by the laws that ensure our freedoms because you want to live your own lawless lifestyle and you want to remain free. How stupid can you be? Tell that to the man that's in jail right now that's been violating this law, that law, and the other law. How'd that work out for him in the natural? But you expect the same thing in the spiritual. Completely non-existent, friends. Doesn't exist. It's a figment of your imagination. And again, everybody's complaining about what's going on in this government, namely this conversation I had, because that's all it was, is the government's doing this, and the government's doing that, and the government. And I said, listen, the government's only doing what you're allowing them to do because they'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with. Oh, my goodness, now I got to take responsibility.
Yeah.
Exactly. You've got to correct yourself, and you don't want to correct yourself. You just want to complain about what that big, bad government, that God-ordained institution is doing wrong, which only reflects you in the first place. Come on!
Yeah,
don't shout me down. That's what this is.
It doesn't make any sense. You're complaining that the government is lying and stealing and doing all these things. You say, okay, well, the government's breaking God's law. Let's insert God's law to the equation, obviously, but then we get God's law in there. We don't want that either, that might convict me. I might have to have a standard.
Lines between church and state.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, people.
Doesn't that make any sense whatsoever?
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
Liberty is found
within idolatry.
The confines.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah, liberty is found within the confines of the law, not outside of the confines of the law.
Last week I talked about all 50 states have God in preamble. We were talking about how the IRS is appeasing organizations like the ACLU and, you know, those organizations that are free from religion, freedom from religion, fools, all one or two of them. And, of course, the conservatives post this, right? I think it was a good post, but I think the bottom line is, friends, the power is in we, the people. We are the government again. But in saying that, it's interesting that these little itty-bitty, these squeaky wheels throughout the country, these atheist groups, they're always trying to get everybody else to hate and who they don't believe.
Mm-hmm. That's right. If God doesn't exist, why do you spend so much time fighting against something that's not real? I mean, you look like a fool doing that.
Let's put these guys out of business really quick. Because making these references, friends, simply put these guys out of business. Because we need to keep in mind that America's founders did not intend for there to be a separation of God and state. God ordained government. as shown by the fact that all 50 states acknowledge God in their state constitutions. Let's get through as many as we possibly can. Alabama, 1901, preamble, state preamble. We, the people of the state of Alabama, invoking the favor and guidance of Almighty God, do ordain and establish the following constitution. How is it that they're actually implementing unlawful laws, as man calls them, in the state of Alabama? Well, if they go back to their state preamble, they could find out, and they would find out, that that is not lawful at all, ask William Blackstone. Alaska, 1956, preamble, we the people of Alaska, grateful to God and those who founded our nation and pioneered this great land. Did you see God of the Mosaic Institution, which Jesus Christ fulfilled? Did you see that in Alaska's state preamble? I don't know. Chase, did you see that, or is that just me?
I think we should hold it up to the camera and let the people see.
All states, here you go. Going up to the camera. So all right there, friends. Look at that.
That's pretty clear.
Okay, we got a cruise here, right? Arizona, 1911, state preamble. We, the people of the state of Arizona, grateful to Almighty God for our liberties. Who gave them their liberties?
Almighty God.
Thank you. Do ordain this constitution. Arkansas, 1874, preamble. We, the people of the state of Arkansas, grateful to Almighty God for the privilege of choosing our own form of government. California, 1879. How's this going to work? Preamble, state. We, the people of the state of California, grateful to Almighty God for what? Our freedom. Who gave freedom? Wow. Colorado, 1876. We, the people of Colorado, with profound reverence for the supreme ruler of the universe.
But we're not a Christian nation. I mean,
Connecticut, 1818. Preamble. The people of Connecticut, acknowledging with gratitude the good providence of God in permitting them to enjoy, so on and so forth.
Oh, my goodness.
Delaware, 1897. State preamble. Through divine goodness, all men have by nature, that sounds like it's right out of the Declaration of Independence, the right of worshiping and serving their creator according to the dictates of their conscience. That means with knowledge. Florida, 1845, preamble. We, the people of the state of Florida, grateful to Almighty God for our constitutional liberties. Wait a second. Grateful to Almighty God for our constitutional liberties? What? Establish this constitution? Wait. Something's messed up. Something's missing here. Because something just ain't jiving. It's something just ain't jiving here, folks. Well, wait a second. It's not jiving.
I got to say this, too. You know, it's just...
The two sciences that run together, said James Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, I just have to say this real quick, because I just started kind of chuckling about this here when you're going through this. You know, you'll get the atheist out there, because the Bible says, you know, that in Psalm 14, the fool has set in his heart, there is no God, okay? So you'll go through literally 50 state preambles, all acknowledging Almighty God and providence and all these things, and you'll get the atheist that, well, just because... You know, every state in America had a Christian preamble doesn't mean that we're a cooking all Christian nation.
You could transport these people to the sun and they wouldn't see it.
The evidence is so there, as you mentioned earlier this week. I mean, you can go to Washington, D.C. It's in marble. It's in stone. It's engraved all the way across all of our history from our founding foundations and the founding forefathers. But yet you'd get people who would say, well, you know, that's just not true.
And you know who people
revising.
And you know who listen to these people? Besides a whole lot of nobody,
conservative.
The one or two in the state-run media blows it up to be bigger
than
what it really is. Florida, 1845, preamble, we the people of the state of Florida, grateful to Almighty God for our constitutional liberties established this constitution. Who came first, government or God? God did. Georgia, 1777, preamble, we the people of Georgia, relying upon protection and guidance of who? Almighty God, do ordain and establish the Constitution. Hawaii, 1959, preamble, we the people of Hawaii, grateful, divine guidance, establish this Constitution. Who came first, friends? God or government? Idaho, 1889. For all you potato heads out there, state preamble. We, the people of the state of Idaho, grateful to Almighty God for our freedoms, to secure its blessings, and for all the potatoes that we get to eat. Don't forget, said Dan Quayle, to add the E.
Oh.
Potato. You guys don't know what that's about there. Huh?
I know what that's about.
I was a little kid when that idiot got on the chalkboard.
Don't forget to add the E, he tells the little youngster.
Oh, he had... potato on his head, didn't he?
That was a bad one.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is Dr. Stan from Radio Liberty, and I wanted to take this opportunity to recommend Bradley Dean. I'm very impressed by him. He's articulate, and he has a tremendous grasp of the spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I recommend him and hope you will listen to him on a regular basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
One 866 233 0747. Folks, by the way, thank you for making us your number one radio show from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone on Genesis Communication Networks here. We appreciate it. We also see that we have a little competition during hour 2. He's been there for 13 years, so we're not doing bad for being there for a couple of years. But he outdoes us just a little bit, so we're working on that.
That's
little
right.
By little.
That's right.
And so
never settling for
sounds,
second best.
No, no. Well, if you look at the origination of the Olympics, there was no such, or the establishment of the original Olympics, there was no second place.
Mm-hmm.
It was always either, if you're not first place,
and I want to say too, as one,
you're a loser.
That's oh boy, we're losers.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, that's true.
If you didn't win, then you're a loser. That's right. And by the way, Scripture talks about that.
That's right.
Go ahead.
We need to strive to be the best. But one thing I want to say about our program that I think really differentiates from a lot of the mainstream programs that you hear out there, especially when it comes to conservative, you know, radio and so on, is a lot of times what you hear is the bad news, bad news. I mean, depressing you. And we here at the Sons of Liberty, we will tell you what's going on. We'll give you the information. We'll tell you if there's bad news out there. But we're also going to bring you the answers found in Christ. We're going to equip you. We're going to say, listen, here's the products that you need to go and do something. Here's articles you can share. Here's ways that you can get involved. Here's how we're getting involved. This is how you can help us in the march on our army for Christ to go forward and take this nation back. So it's not just doom and gloom. It's, listen, there's a lot of dark things that are going on out there. But you know what? God's people shine best in the dark, and we have a job and an opportunity. You know, the Chinese, I believe it is, have the word crisis, and that word crisis can either mean danger or opportunity. And we're taking it here at the Sons of Liberty as an opportunity to do that which we know we're called to do.
Yes, that was a great analogy.
I thought it was.
No, it really is.
Yeah, it really is, because I think even when you're going...
Well, it's not really an analogy. It's a fact.
Well, yeah, and even I want to say this. When you're going through those, you know, never give up with Abraham Lincoln and so on and so forth, if you look at the mentality of these people, it was how they thought about it. If you look at Thomas Edison, the light bulb, he said, well, you know, you failed 1,000 times before you got it right. He didn't say... Oh, yeah, I know. I really blew it 1,000 times. He said, yeah. No. There was just 1,000 steps before I broke through and found my discovery. Right. His mentality wasn't that defeated, I'm going to fail. It was that I'm going to overcome this. And what did he do? My gosh, I mean, we're walking in electricity every place today because that one man did not stop after the 999th time.
We're walking in electricity.
Yeah, every place you walk in. I mean, look at this. If you look at our lights in the studio, we have electricity. Every place you go has electricity because one man kept going.
Okay, Illinois, 1870, preamble. We, the people of the state of Illinois, grateful to Almighty God for civil, political, and religious liberty, which hath so long permitted us to enjoy, and looking to him for a blessing on our endeavors. Folks, you want to put out the ACLU? You want to put them out of business? You want to put out these jokers? These communist and atheist organizations that hate our military so much that they want to remove the Christian crosses above their heads. Why don't you just go back to the state preamble? That's all you have to do. Okay? Because what they have been doing for a long time in this country, and most Americans are adding strength to tyranny because they're listening to their lies. They fail to remember that we don't take counsel from our fears. What they do is they run from these organizations, and the only reason people run from these organizations is because they're too lazy to go back and study for themselves. Study and show yourself approved unto God, of a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, not just in the word of God, first and foremost, of course, because it's the Bible for the people. Or it's actually by the people, for the people, and for the government, John Wycliffe. But in saying that, friends, we need to keep in mind, if we just do a little due diligence and sweep off all this baloney that we've been told, we'll put these guys out of business big time. And by the way, going back to a couple segments of the radio show today, we can remove a lot of these policies as well because they don't fall in line with law whatsoever. Let me go on a couple more here. I'll go over to Iowa preamble. We, the people of the state of Iowa, grateful to the supreme being for the blessings hitherto enjoyed and feeling our dependency upon him for a constitution of these blessings, establish this constitution. Here, now, Chase, get on the radio with me really quick. Just listen carefully and tell me the order here, please. Iowa, 1857, state preamble. We, the people of the state of Iowa, grateful to the supreme being for the blessings hitherto enjoyed, and feelings our dependency upon him for a continuation of these blessings, establish this Constitution and a lot of pigs.
I mean, it's not thankful to the president for his grace and
his
willingness to let us have our freedoms today.
Thank you. You go, boy.
That's what I'm here for.
All right. Did you see the way he just said that into the mic? That was a little weird.
Perked up. He was like, I'm here on
did
that.
Did you just drink a Coca-Cola?
No, I had a lemon smoothie earlier.
Oh, good. A healthy one?
Nice.
Yeah.
Healthy one.
I just
it's weird because you get around Chase and he sweats. He's got that particular smell.
Organic.
He's like a redheaded Irishman with a bushy beard.
Yeah, he's a
that he trims
healthy.
Every
he's
now and again.
He's a Navy SEAL is what he is.
That's right, the Navy SEAL. Look. But I got to ask a question. Does it really say pigs in there, too, as well?
No, I just added that because that's what comes with the blessings in the state of Iowa is the pigs.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And no one's mocking the
corn.
Pigs.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's right. Wow. How did that thing get in here?
I don't know. Okay, let's go to Maine, 1820. Preamble, we the people of Maine acknowledging with grateful hearts to the goodness of sovereign ruler of the universe and affording us an opportunity and imploring his aid and direction. Folks, do you know how many judges would be out of business if the people would simply get back to the fact that their rights have come from God and that judges are not sitting on the benches to be a bunch of activists or to legislate their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Because God, as a matter of fact, the whole purpose that they're sitting there in the first place, the only reference they can make to right and wrong is the law that God gave.
Yeah.
Right? I'll go down a couple more. Massachusetts, 1780, preamble, we the people of the Massachusetts, acknowledging with grateful hearts the goodness of the great legislator of the universe, lawgiver, okay? In the course of his providence and opportunity and devoutly imploring his direction. When's the last time you heard conservatives talking about this? Matter of fact, when is the last time you heard the preachers talk about this? Huh?
Oh, but we just don't do that nowadays.
New Mexico, 1911, preamble, we the people of New Mexico, grateful to Almighty God for the blessings of liberty. New York, state preamble, we the people of the state of New York, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom in order to secure its blessings, and we thank you for all the tomatoes, Lord, to make all that good pizza.
Oh, right? Yes, New York has pizza. I've had pizza in New York dripping with grease. That was excellent.
Let's go to Texas, 1845. Preamble, state, we the people of the Republic of Texas, acknowledging with gratitude the grace and benefits of God. How many, man, folks, oh, I'm telling you just inside how many cowards I have sat with. You know, you can't be doing that kind of stuff out there, Bradley. You know, you just can't be doing that, man. You're asking for a lot of trouble to actually, you know, to actually make reference to what the, you know, the state preamble is saying because God's in there. And, you know, we just told, and I'm talking about the preachers, you know, we're just told that we better not do that. We better stay safe because we got to protect our 501c3 status because if we were to do anything about, you know, actually proclaim the word of God and mean what we say, well, then guess what's going to happen? The IRS would probably come after us because these little atheist groups that don't know anything about their foundations would come after us. You make reference to the lawgiver, friends. Common sense. It really does. It should jack up everybody that's listening to the show right now. That means make you mad. But we better not say anything, Chase, you know, because if we were to do that, then we might get a little persecution.
Don't want to ruffle any feathers.
Oh, we don't want to ruffle. No, we want to make sure that when we pet that bird, we go along the line of the way the feathers are actually, you know, inbred or actually how God created it, not to go against it. Those people will not be ruled by God. Those people who will not be governed by God will be ruled by tyrants, William Penn. It's all yours.
All right.
I'm serious.
I know.
You know what, guys? Honestly, I got to say sometimes I feel within myself, why am I the only one in this studio getting angry as to what's going on in this country?
Well, there's definitely...
Seriously, because it's not a joke. I mean, I'm having a little fun, but it almost gets to the point of Elijah on the mountain making mockery of the stupidities that the people tolerate.
Well, that's exactly right. When you said Elijah, that's exactly what I was thinking of. And I'm having a little fun here with how you are presenting this because it's probably the most hilarious thing I've seen you do today.
Really?
Yes, that was the way you were shaking. I think anybody who's live streaming, it was just rolling. But it is true.
Live streaming, did you notice Chase has got his picture on the Sons of Liberty live stream?
Oh, no. That's like,
didn't that tell you the cameras are on me?
It's all about him right now.
Wow, you narcissist.
Well, you know, I do think the fact that criminals in government, or no matter where else they may be, depend upon the people doing nothing. They continue to do what they do because they don't really feel like they're going to get enough pushback to stop them dead in their tracks from what they're doing.
What happens when the people actually do take serious as to what's going on?
Oh, that's big change.
Oh, we do every time, friends.
You know, the Tea Party, when they were starting to stand up and saying, listen, enough is enough, we've had enough, and you see this big push, and then kind of people kind of lax back a little again. And it reminds me when they have these, you know, like tax rallies. They do it once a year, and, you know, people in government are probably, okay, let the people have their little rally. They do it every year.
They listen to their puppet master. You know, go take a break. Go down to the strip tour and have a good time, guys. These people do this every year. Don't worry about them.
Yeah, and the thing is they're not going to take you seriously until you take it serious and say, listen, we are not letting up on this. We're not just going to do a protest once a year so we can feel good about ourselves and we've done our duty for a year and sit back and do nothing. We have a job to do. So bottom line, what is the answer? The answer is found only in Jesus Christ. When the heart is changed and converted unto him through true repentance, salvation through Christ, that's when you're going to find your true liberty. And go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, find all of our products to get out there, reach people in your community, and make a difference.
To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed.
Amen.
Folks, you got free from sin, by the way, and what? Encompassed. Actually empowered by holiness. Talk to you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial.
For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.